Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
There's a very interesting question that's come in from Jatin. It's a consumer representative question asking, how will GST impact online shopping? With me in my studios is the founder of ClearTax, Arjit. This is a favorite topic, a very interesting subject. Tell us about this.
Shopping online, no problem at all. Like, buy. So, if you're selling online or you're like selling on an e-commerce website, let's talk about that. That's very interesting for
okay.
You will have to think about more compliance, because the government has created a special provision in the GST law. So
okay.
there is a concept of 1% tax collected at source,
okay.
which the e-commerce platform will do on your behalf and submit to the government.
Okay.
And then you have to claim it back every month.
Every month?
You have to claim this tax back. This has been suspended for a few months by the government. They're going to come out when this is going to become applicable.
Ah, okay.
But like, you still have to do this. So we recently tied up with e-commerce platforms, ClearTax, to help the e-commerce platform and the seller get GST compliant. So this is going to affect like sellers a lot, but there's no fear. I don't think people should back off from selling online. It unlocks new audiences. So sellers should still remain there, but they have to remember that there is more compliance. They have to get the GSTIN, the GST identification number. So go in for that. And the seller platform of e-commerce companies may not even allow you to continue selling unless you get that GSTIN.
It's possible to get this online on the government portal.
Exactly. And there's no queue. It's completely electronic, like a very simple
Super.
Process. So they'll get a provisional number right now.
Hmm.
And then they'll get the full number like in a bit.
Eventually then.
Eventually. Morning number one, bet this shot, this shot. Morning
number one, bet this shot. Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho. This shot.